From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For a lot of us, this time of year revolves around loved ones, and a big piece of what connects us is food, especially if it's passed down through generations. So get your appetite ready, because a storytelling tradition, it's back. We're going to get to know the people at Cap Radio a little better through the recipes and meals that feel like home. We're going to start things off with Cap Radio member engagement coordinator, Sarah Camilla, who shares a roscaldo, a Filipino porridge that has become a New Year staple. And Cap Radio marketing manager, Emmy Gilbert, gives us a taste of a top secret oatmeal cookie recipe. Emmy and Sarah, thank you for joining us on Insight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so both of you jumped in and decided to share a meal or a recipe that reminds you of home and family. So I imagine food plays a pretty big role whenever you get together with loved ones. How big of a role is food for you and your family? Emmy?
I feel like it was more so when I was younger, but our family, our like extended family, always used to get together. So there would always be like 25 to 30 of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good group.
Yeah. And everybody would bring stuff. And now I just feel like as like people have grown up and they're starting their own families, we get together less and less. But definitely when I was younger, yeah. That's a really big part of it. Yeah.
That's the same with me, too. When I moved away as a journalist, you know, it's harder to get together. And then, as you said, you know, people, my cousins, you know, we all grow up and then you have your own families, you have your own in-laws. It becomes a little more logistically complicated to all get together. How about you, Sarah?
I have a very similar upbringing. I feel like food was probably the focus of our get-togethers. Like, it was always like, oh, mom's gonna make this specific dish, let's all go home. Or, you know, similar with my grandparents. But yeah, same thing. A lot of my family members have moved away. And so talking about food, eating food, trying new foods is like something that we use to bond.
I also think that because it's more rare for everyone to get together due to a variety of circumstances, that these meals and these recipes that remind you maybe of your childhood or remind you of a time when it was easier to get together, I think they even become even more important. So, Sarah, what's the story behind the meal or the recipe that you're going to share with us?
Yeah, so I am half Okinawan, half Filipino, and I grew up mostly with my Filipino relatives. The recipe I brought is roscaldo, which is like a chicken rice porridge. I think there's multiple versions of this in other cultures, but in the Philippines, it's roscaldo. And I brought this because my mom grew up eating this around New Year's for good luck, and so I grew up eating it like all year, but mostly in New Year's. That was like the thing that was on the stove, the ball is dropping, we're all going to eat a bowl of roscaldo. So, yeah.
I love that. And good timing, too, for you to share it with everyone else if anyone wants to give it a shot. So how do you prepare it?
So you prepare it. It's chicken, ginger, glutinous rice, and a bunch of like fragrant ingredients like onion, fish sauce. And it's basically just cooking all of those ingredients, adding chicken broth and adding the rice, and then it's just cooking it up until it's to your consistency. I actually was looking for this recipe from my mom, and she didn't have one for a while because it was all just my grandma.
Yeah.
It was just her recipe that she just knew by heart. And one day my dad actually sat down with her and watched her make everything and measured everything for her so that we could all have this recipe.
That's amazing, because a lot of family recipes are just passed down from one generation to another and by word of mouth, by actually showing you, not necessarily writing it down. So it's great that your dad did that. It also sounds really warm and cozy for the evening of New Year's Eve. It seems perfect to bring in the new year.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't cook. So when we make this recipe at home, it's mostly my partner, Jordan, making it. And I think a few years ago in Sacramento, when the storms were happening during New Year's, like it was super windy and rainy and the electricity went out, I had gotten foot surgery and I was already stuck at home. And Jordan made a ton of roscaldo, and only two friends came by to eat it because of the weather. And I just remember sitting in the dark with my foot elevated, eating Arroz Caldo and chocolate cake, and it was great.
Yeah, and I'm sure you had some leftovers to keep eating it, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Why is this meal so special? Was it easy for you to land on a recipe and a meal for this assignment, for this storytelling assignment?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, this is just so special because I don't know. It just immediately came to head. I asked my family members, like, oh, what do you think is like this special recipe for us? And they all said the same thing, too, because my grandma was the one who made the most made all the Filipino food in the family. And when she passed away, my parents took on that role. And so this was just like a simple recipe, an everyday recipe. Now my partner makes it for me. So it's just a very comforting dish for us.
That is really heartwarming and special. And that's what I love about food, is that even though our prior generations, obviously they have end up passing away, it continues on through your parents and even with your partner now, and you can continue on that tradition. It's really special.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Emmy, now you're up. What is the story behind what you're going to share with us?
Yeah, so my family has a recipe for oatmeal cookies that we make every Christmas, and it's the only time of year we ever make them.
Yum.
So it became a tradition, and it's passed through, we don't even know how far back the recipe goes, generations, but it's on my grandfather's side. But when I was growing up, I would make it with my grandma or my mom all the time. Yeah, so it always just, like, that's something that I look forward to every Christmas. Yeah, and then now I make them with my son, and yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, when I think about an oatmeal cookie, I think about some staples out there that, you know, you can get an oatmeal cookie anywhere, but there's probably nothing like the oatmeal cookie that your family makes.
Yeah, I don't. It's also because it's an older recipe. It uses lard. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, so it was probably
indulgent.
Like yes, probably a good reason that we like only make them at Christmas time, because it's probably not great to have them all the time. And then also, I think because it's an older recipe, it makes a ton of cookies, which I also kind of love, because I have, it's kind of like an adoptive family of friends that I've been close with since I was like 16 or early 20s in Sacramento. So I don't know, just I love being able to share. And I always package up like a bunch of goodies for my really good friends.
And both of you are making me hungry. Okay, so yeah. How do you make your family's version of an oatmeal cookie?
Yes, so it is a secret recipe. So I'm not really supposed to say besides the obvious of oatmeal and what I just said, lard. but another fun part of it is when they come out of the oven super warm with some vanilla bean ice cream.
And it also must feel special, too, that you're making them with your son. You think about yourself as a child making it with your mom and a grandparent. And then I'm sure your mom has the same memories when she was a child.
Yeah,
and
so it's funny. It actually came from like my... It didn't come from my mom's side.
But oh, your dad's side.
Yeah, but my mom was in that, like, with that family since she was 14, because they started dating when she was really, really young. So she kind of grew up with it a little bit, too. Obviously, when you're 14, you're still growing up. but yeah, I think that, like, nobody in my family, well, neither my mom nor my grandma were, like, necessarily, like, really big bakers or, like, into cooking. But I think that, like, that memory of growing up and doing it with them is kind of what, like, instilled my love for baking. And now I love to do it with my son. He gets super into doing it. Yeah,
and especially you mentioned that you also share it with other loved ones, too, like your extended family, your chosen family,
yes,
friends. And I think that's a great way. Food and meals that are very personal to you are a great way to show love, and also because it's a piece of yourself.
Yes.
It's a part of your life.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely feels like you're sharing love when you're sharing food.
I see you nodding too, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's, I mean, even though I don't cook a lot, I love to bake. I love to bring stuff to work, too. So I totally get that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for sharing.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That is CAP Radio Member Engagement Coordinator Sarah Camilla sharing her family's Oros Caldo recipe, a Filipino porridge that has become a New Year's staple. And CAP Radio Marketing Manager Emmy Gilbert opened up about her family's oatmeal cookie recipe with the secret ingredient of lard. We have a list of family recipes on our Insight page at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.